Chapter 4. The Thermopolis-Ronaldo Agreement. Saturday, October 4th, afternoon. I stayed at Lily's place as long as I could today, but I was worried about my mom and dad. I didn't go home last night. Were they angry all night? I came home after lunch. I've always been a good daughter. I don't smoke cigarettes, and I don't take drugs. I do my homework most of the time, and people trust me. I'm an honest person. When I got home, my mom was reading a magazine. She always goes to her art studio on Saturdays. But today, she had stayed at home waiting for me. My dad was there too. He was reading the New York Times.
"We must talk," he said.
"Please, Dad," I said. "I need time to think about things."
"I know," said my dad.
Then my mom came over and put her arms around me.
"We're so sorry, Mia," she said.
I was very surprised. Why were my parents being so nice? Why weren't they angry with me?
"This is difficult for you, Mia," said my dad. "We understand that now. So we've done something to make things easier."
My dad pulled a document from his pocket and put it on the table in front of me. I started to read it. The Thermopolis-Ronaldo Agreement. I, Artur Christophe Philippe Gerard Grimaldi Ronaldo, make this agreement. My daughter and heir, Amelia Mignonette Grimaldi Thermopolis Ronaldo, can stay at her school, Albert Einstein High School. But she must spend every Christmas and every summer in Genovia. I felt very happy. Then I read the rest of the agreement. I, Amelia Mignonette Grimaldi Thermopolis Ronaldo, will do my duties as heir to Artur Christophe Philippe Gerard Grimaldi Ronaldo, Prince of Genovia. I will become the ruler of Genovia when he dies. I will also go to all the functions of state.
"What are functions of state?" I asked.
"Special ceremonies," said my dad. "When an important event happens in the world, every country sends someone, a representative. For example, when the leader of a country marries or dies, a representative of the Genovian royal family goes to the ceremony. You're the princess of Genovia. So you will go to these functions of state. You will represent Genovia."
"But I don't know how to behave like a princess," I said.
"That's okay," said my dad. "Grandmère will teach you."
I thought about this. How can Grandmère teach me? She's not here in New York, she's in France. I sign my name at the bottom of the agreement. Evening. It's Saturday night, and I don't have a date with a boy. I'm spending the evening with my dad. I'm always at home on Saturday nights. Boys don't want to go out with me. My mom has gone out on a date with Mr. Giannini. She was wearing a small black dress and high-heeled shoes. My dad stared and stared at her. She looked really beautiful. Usually, my mom isn't very interested in clothes. I phoned a restaurant that delivers food to the apartment. I ordered a pizza and some salad. It was a delicious meal. But my dad wasn't interested in the food. He watched sports programs on TV and drank whiskey. Then he fell asleep. I tried to call Lily, but her phone was busy. Maybe Michael was chatting online with a friend. Michael uses his computer a lot. He works on his magazine, Crackhead, and chats online with his friends for hours. He uses his computer to send instant messages. He has conversations in internet chat rooms. I really wanted to speak to Lily. I wasn't going to tell her about being a princess, but sometimes just talking to Lily makes me feel better. I watched my dad sleeping. I started to get bored. I decided to send Michael an instant message. I wanted him to go offline, then I could call Lily. Michael and I use different names when we chat to each other online.
I'm F.T. Louie, which means Fat Louie. It's the name of my cat. Michael uses the name Crack King, a criminal who sells drugs. Michael is clever and funny. He's always making jokes. This was our conversation. Crack King.
What do you want, Thermopolis?
F.T. Louie. I want to talk to Lily. I want to speak to her on the phone. Please go offline.
Crack King. What do you want to talk to her about?
F.T. Louie. I'm not telling you. It's private.
Crack King. Why are you at home? Didn't Dream Boy call you? Didn't he ask you out?
F.T. Louie. Who's Dream Boy?
Crack King. Josh Richter, of course.
I love Josh Richter. And now Michael knows this. Lily told her brother my secrets. I'm really embarrassed. I'm going to kill her. But 5 minutes later, my phone rang. It was Lily.
You wanted to talk to me? She said. Michael told me.
Michael can be so nice sometimes.
Sunday, October 5th.
I didn't go to Mr. Giannini's algebra class on Friday, and he told my mom. I can't believe it. I had to stay at home today. I had to study algebra with my dad. There's an algebra test at school tomorrow. I must not flunk it. I've written an important algebra formula on the bottom of my sneaker. I can look at the formula during the test.
Monday, October 6th, 3 a.m.
I've been awake all night. I've been worrying about the algebra formula that's on my shoe. What will happen if someone sees it? If I look at the formula, I'll be cheating. I'll no longer be an honest person. I'll have to leave Albert Einstein High School if someone finds out about this, and I'll never get a job at Greenpeace. 4 a.m. I tried to wash the formula off my sneaker, but it won't come off. I can't wear my boots instead of my sneakers. The laces of my boots are broken. 7 a.m. Someone will see me cheating in the algebra test. I just know it. 9 a.m. I'm in the girls' room at school. Lana Weinberger came in, and she saw me washing the bottom of my sneaker. Then she started brushing her long, blonde hair and staring at herself in the mirror. I couldn't wash the formula off my sneaker, but I'm not going to look at it during the test. Evening. Okay. I looked at the formula during the test, but it didn't help me at all. I got all the answers wrong anyway. I can't even cheat well. I have so many things to worry about. I must buy new laces for my boots. I'm flunking algebra. My mom's dating my algebra teacher. I'm the princess of Genovia. I hate my life.